My relationship with the digital world is a complicated and sometimes quite precarious one. During the summer and fall of 2011, I was traveling around the Pacific Northwest, mostly living in the woods and enjoying the hot springs that the area has to offer. My plan was to see the last part of the country that I hadn't yet seen before going down to Central America to live on a farm for a while. I was trying to get back in touch with my natural roots, and to reconnect to the planet and its natural rhythm that we so often miss living in the ways that we do. I'd been doing this traveling with no technology whatsoever. A few months on the road with no phone, no computer, you know, nothing. See, I'd gotten to a point in life where I was sick of social media, where I was sick of technology in general. I felt like it was just starting to interfere with my life in a negative way, where instead of helping and adding to life like it's supposed to, the technology was making me miss life and what was going on in it. I was trying to drop out of the digital sphere and society for a while as well. I felt that the country was beyond hope for the kind of political and social change that I felt necessary. That was until one day I picked up a hitchhiker named Chris, who took me to his friend's house in Eureka, California. His friend Brian then proceeded to show me videos of what was going on in New York City at the time, Occupy Wall Street. Now this seemed like the kind of thing I'd been waiting for and had given up hope on, so I hightailed it there as quickly as I could. My involvement in Occupy produced a quick turnaround in my thinking, from one moment being in the woods thinking that technology was contributing to our collective downfall, to the next being in the middle of the financial district knowing that the digital technology helped to shape and organize the social movement that I was now a part of. And to tell you the truth, I think that both lines of thinking are correct. Social media was being used as a tool to organize for change, but at the same time it was being used to escape from reality or to be lazy in real life. See, there's a unique phenomenon of people who think that sharing a meme or getting people to sign a petition online or writing a blog post is a revolutionary act. It's easy to be complacent when you think that you're actually doing something by clicking a button from your couch. And then there's the lack of security to think about as well. Having studied revolutionary social movements, I was well aware of the counterintelligence program that the FBI used to disrupt, infiltrate, and discredit movements of the past. And I assumed that these things were happening at Occupy Wall Street as well. I went to a lecture about cybersecurity given by Jacob Applebaum, who was one of the creators of the Tor project and worked on computer security for WikiLeaks. He confirmed my suspicions when he told us that even with your phone turned off, government agencies can listen in to what you're saying and record it. He talked about people not taking cybersecurity seriously enough. These experiences got me thinking about my unique position growing up in the beginning of the internet age. See, I could remember before it happened and after. When I was a kid, my parents still had an answering machine with a tape in it that you had to rewind to listen back to. When I was in the second grade, we were the first year in my elementary school to get computers. We were using MS-DOS back then, before Windows was even invented. Like most kids my age at the time, I took right to it. By the time I was in fourth grade, my parents bought a computer and I loved playing games like the Oregon Trail, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, and Duke Nukem. And by the time I was in fifth grade, everyone had AOL and sitting at home on AOL Instant Messenger and messaging the person you had a crush on replaced calling them and talking to them over the phone after you got home from school. Now this was back when there was dial-up modems and it took 10 minutes to connect to the internet and it made all these crazy sounds when you were dialing up through the phone line and it was really slow. And it went on like this. By the time I was a junior, we had cell phones and on and on. These changes in technology and my access to them definitely shaped me as a person, and it's now looking back that I wonder if it was for the better or the worse. I appreciate having everything at my fingertips and the democratization of information and the digital media, but I still wonder if it's all too much and I need to just spend more time in the woods. I'm at a point where I'm accepting this technology and trying to use it for good. You know, at Occupy Wall Street and seeing what was happening at Standing Rock, without this technology, we wouldn't even be informed of these things happening. It really does democratize information, and I think that's the most important thing about it. I'm pretty comfortable using this technology myself, and I'm just trying to get more comfortable using cameras and editing and live streaming and things like that. Because I think citizen journalism is one of the most important things in this new digital age.